In the not-too-distant future, there will be no civilization.
He's got a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Who says crime doesn't pay?
I'm with Muriel.
Better finish your orgasm.
I'm not an actor, I'm a movie star!
Yes, we look forward to it each Friday here on Statewide Drive, our chance to catch up with Simon Foster to talk films. Good afternoon, Simon.
Good afternoon, Anna. Hope you're well.
Yeah, look, we've had some good TV watching weather this week, haven't we? And some good movie weather. And you're thinking we might get a bit more time in front of the screen this weekend.
What better time to sit down and watch some of your favourite horror films than over the Halloween weekend? And yes, there are. It's going to be some stormy weather around the state, from what I understand. So it's a good time to shut all the curtains and get your favourite blanket and just curl up in front of a scary film.
I must say that my experience with horror films is limited to Scream 1, 2 and 3. This is where my expertise lies. So you're going to be teaching us a thing or two today.
Gee, you really jumped in at the deep end there, because Scream 1, 2 and 3 are some of the creepiest and scariest films. I'll never forget how I reacted to that opening scene in the first Scream movie with Drew Barrymore. That's one of the great horror moments from director Wes Craven. So, you have got a lot to learn, haven't you?
I do, definitely. Start our countdown of the five great Australian horror movies to watch this weekend. Do you get into Halloween at all, Simon?
I love Halloween. I love my horror movies. Yes, I do get into Halloween. I might be dressing up and trick-or-treating. I'm a bit past that phase, but I do get into the whole 30 days of Shocktober, and I try to watch a horror movie a day all through October. So it's been fun.
Do you ever find that they haunt you in your sleep or in your dreams, or do you not get that impact?
I'm a bit numb to it now, so I probably don't get too much of that. I must admit that as a child, I definitely saw The Shining far too early, and that pushed me into almost 6 months of insomnia. I had some terrible after effects from watching the Stephen King, Stanley Kubrick classic far too young. So parents, be warned, don't let your kid watch The Shining.
Well, do you know what? They say that you will always remember your first horror film. They reckon, particularly if it's shown to you possibly a bit prematurely, but I remember watching Primal Fear with Richard Gere and Edward... What's his surname?
Edward Norton.
Thank you. And I know that's not typically a horror film, but it was the first type of film like that I'd ever seen, and it was when I was having a sleepover at someone's house, and I will never forget that film because it was the first type of film like that I'd seen. I was like, wow, that kind of...
Pretty grown-up movie. That is a pretty grown-up movie for a little kid. But then on the other end of things, when I finally saw Poltergeist, the Steven Spielberg-produced film, I realised how much fun a scary movie could be and what an exciting time it is being scared. So that sort of turned me around. That was the film that sort of spun me back to horror.
Ah, Poltergeist. I haven't seen it. We'll add that unofficially to the list. But let's start the countdown. Okay, at number five today of the five great Australian horror movies to watch this weekend, Simon, where do we start?
We start at Relic, which is this year, in 2020, directed by first-time filmmaker Natalie Erica James. A daughter and her mother are sent to the grandmother's house because she's been having a terrible sort of case of dementia. What they start to realise is that dementia is taking form with a force or a spirit within the house. And, you know, this is all a very symbolic horror film. Like a lot of great horror films, it's not just about the scares, but it has something important to say as well. And this one's definitely about sort of the waning mental capacity of the matriarch of the house. Look at this cast. Emily Mortimer, Robin Nevin and Bella Heathcote, three great generations of actors playing these parts, and it is a very creepy film.
Let's hear some Relic.
When was the last time you spoke to her?
It's been a few weeks.
Gran? Mum?
She called me a few weeks ago. I think she was scared. She thought someone was coming into the house.
Tea?
Do you know where you were, Mum?
I suppose I went out.
Everything all right, Gran?
I thought this was where it got in.
Who?
Whoever it was coming into the house.
on Stan, I understand, as well. Relic.
Yes, available to watch on Stan, so it should be available for everyone who's got the platform to have a look at. Robin Nevin just gives one of the great sort of scary movie performances in a long, long time. I reckon she's fairly shortlisted for a whole bunch of awards this time next year.
Do you know what? I'm not ever going to hear the whistle of a kettle the same way again. That was so effectively used, wasn't it? I was like, oh, no, yeah. Not the kettle.
A well-placed boiling kettle, you know, has a lot of atmosphere about it.
It does. We're with Simon Foster. He's the managing editor for the film industry magazine Screen Space as we talk films this Friday and, of course, ahead of Halloween weekend, which you may or may not choose to be a part of, but it's five great Australian horror movies to watch this weekend. Relic was our number five. What is number four, Simon?
Number four is a 1993 film directed by the great Tracy Moffat called Bedevil. This is a trilogy of ghost stories, an anthology film that takes as its inspiration some of the great mythology of the Dreamtime, of indigenous culture. It stars ABC's great Lex Marinos as well as Tracy Moffat herself. The wonderful Jack Charles is in there. This goes from the outback to the suburban setting for Indigenous people and living amongst the white population. This is one of the most stylish horror films that has ever come out of Australia. And at the time, in 1993, there wasn't a lot of representation on screen of Indigenous culture. Peter Weir had done a bit on it back in the 70s with The Last Wave. But to give it its full film and to tell these three really gripping stories, it's a bit of a landmark film.
Okay, Bedevil.
Listen to three spine-tingling tales. The children in the area have always told tales about him. Ghosts of the GI pulling them in.
And it was down there, and it was licking my feet. Gripping my leg.
Free fall into an uncharted journey.
Shh, shh, shh. They hear it, but they can't see it.
When we lived out here, strange things would happen.
She's here! She's here! A little blind girl. She was killed on the track.
Get tangled in a web of dreams.
Oh, wow. That is spooky and weird and wonderful all at once. Oof.
It really is. Available to watch on SBS On Demand at the moment, so you can just switch on your SBS On Demand service and pick it up. Yeah, it's a terrific film and one that has actually grown in stature in time. It only had an art house release when it was originally released, but it's got a great following now.
Bedevil, that one, at number four, as we count down our top five Australian horror films to watch this weekend, of course, Halloween weekend. Simon Foster helping us out this afternoon on Statewide Drive. Number three, Celia.
Yeah, there's a film called Celia. Now, this is another movie that barely got any kind of release when it first came out. It stars an incredible Rebecca Smart as this sort of preteen girl who's having visions of evil creatures that visit her at night, all while trying to grow up in this sort of late 50s, early 60s country town that's rife with racism and sexism, and it's how she's coping with it. Once again, this is another film that's about, you know, evil creatures and visions of darkness, but it's also about a point of time in social history here in Australia that was a real sort of turning point for the country. A great young Nicholas Eady also in the part as her father, but it's Rebecca Smart movie. Her performance is just extraordinary.
I love how they've combined that social commentary with a horror film. That's a fascinating approach.
They're the best sort of horror films that scare you and, you know, get the blood pumping, but also engage the head as well. They're the best kind.
Let's hear Celia.
Plague has arrived. Once lush pastures are overrun by the dreaded rabbit menace.
Through the long grass, creep, creep, creeping came the hobbyars. Skip, skip, skipping on the ends of their toes ran the hobbyars. And the hobbyars cried, pull down the hemp stalks, eat up the little old man, carry off the little old woman.
Granny's mask. It's Where on my living heart, blood will never part.
I'll swear on my living heart, my blood will never part. Well, there you go. Okay, Simon.
I know. Nasty piece of work, old Celia.
Righto. Heading towards number one, of course. Number two of our five great Australian horror movies to watch this weekend, Simon Foster?
Is Killing Ground. Young director called Damien Power made this back in 2016. Stars Aaron Glenane, Aaron Pedersen and Harriet Dyer. Glenane and Pedersen are these two sort of hick hillbilly types out in the Australian bush who come across a young family camping. What separates this from the usual kind of Lost in the Bush horror movies is that it tells two very different narratives in concurrent time. So it will go between the two crazies as they get near the campsite and the campers who don't know what's coming, and it cuts back and forth. And you don't quite know that they're in the same story until they meet in this extraordinarily powerful scene. Be warned, this has some pretty nasty violence in it, as a lot of horror movies do. But the sense of dread and the fear that that Damien Power captures with his debut film is just extraordinary.
And with the title of the film, like Killing Ground, they get straight to the point, clearly. There's no beating around the bush and no art house approach here, so let's hear some Killing Ground.
It's beautiful.
Pretty much how I remember it, except for the tent.
There's plenty of room. We can set up over here.
Ollie.
Who do you think they are?
No idea. I'm sure they'll turn up soon enough.
Sure you don't want to come?
No, thanks.
Hello?
Car trouble.
Did I scare you?
Are you a ranger?
I'm a hunter.
You got to make the most of your opportunities.
Gosh, there's a big combo there, barking dogs, being left behind in a campsite. Oh, look.
Yeah. And what you don't get is the sense of dread that the Australian bush can, and this sort of plays a bit into our question as well, the answer to our quiz question. The Australian bush is beautiful, of course, but also if it's working against you or if you're stuck in it, it can be terrifying. And Australian filmmakers have a real way of capturing that just beautifully, as they do in Killing Ground.
Yes, actually, let's revisit the quiz question so people can remember. You haven't had a correct answer just yet. Remade in 2008 with American import Jim Caviezel, is that right?
That's the way you say it, yep.
Yep, this classic 1978 eco-horror film starred John Hargreaves and Bryony Behetz as campers who disrespect nature only to have nature fight back. Name the film, 1-300-662-279 or 0467-922-684. Here for Statewide Drive, Simon Foster, our guest this afternoon as we talk films this Friday afternoon. He's the managing editor of film industry magazine Screen Space, and he's prepping us for this Halloween weekend. As we count down the five great Australian horror movies to watch this weekend, and of course we must mention Wolf Creek and Babadook are there, but they're not in this list because they stand alone.
They do.
I didn't realise Australia had so many horror films. Was it hard to narrow it down? I'm assuming that this is quite a prolific space for us as Aussie filmmakers.
That's very true. We came of our own during the Ausploitation era, the great sort of films of the 70s and early 80s when there were a lot of tax breaks to make cheap movies, and a lot of those cheap movies were horror films or action films. So they were dismissed at the time, but movies like In of the Damned, Turkey Shoot, great sort of Australian horror films are only just starting to be recognised, and they should be. There's some terrific filmmaking going on. A lot of our best filmmakers got started in horror films, like Peter Weir with The Cars That Ate Paris. So, there's plenty of good horror around.
All right, well, what's at the top of your list? Number one of the top five Australian horror films.
I'm putting in there a film called The Tunnel, which is from 2011. It came out just at the end of that whole found footage horror trend. So it wasn't given a lot of attention at the movies, but it got a huge following when it was released to home video and then to the streaming platforms. It all takes place underneath the city of Sydney in the abandoned train tracks and the abandoned train stations. A film crew goes down there thinking that, based on reports, that there's some strange creatures or strange people living down there, and what happened to them is truly terrifying. Found footage was given a bad name because there was a lot of bad found footage films in the wake of the Blair Witch Project. But when it's done well, and it's done very well in the tunnel, it can be very scary.
Okay, so what's that type of footage you're talking about?
Well, like a found footage, like, so they it's edited together. It's very often handheld footage. It's, a lot of people have seen things like Paranormal Activity or the Blair Witch Project, which is, so the premise is that somewhere someone finds a camera, and on that camera is footage of how the people who had the camera died. And it's been turned into some of the most interesting horror films. It's been overused, and yes, the trend came and went very quickly. But The Tunnel does it with this crew of, this TV news crew, and it does it very well.
I love how they've put it as part of the storyline. Let's hear some of The Tunnel.
The plan from the start was, when we got to the tunnels, was to get to the lake, because that's where the story was.
Okay, through here. Through there?
Yeah. You've got tight down there, Tubby. You reckon you're going to make it?
Directly below one of Sydney's busiest train stations is the forgotten water resource that's causing all the controversy.
Yeah, nothing stood out. To start off with, it was quite normal.
I was starting to feel there was something not quite right.
Bell out, Moss.
Did you
hear that? Tangles!
Mistake. We gotta go.
Oh, yes, they better get out of there. That's actually quite scary. Well, I think you've got it sorted for Halloween, Simon Foster, by the sounds of that. So The Tunnel, how do we access that? Is that easily found to watch?
That is easily found. The producers of the film at deadhouse.tv, just go to that website. They have The Tunnel there to watch for free. It's up there on their website just for anyone to watch, and it's a great way to get a scare over the Aussie Halloween weekend.
Righto. Well, thank you, I think. Thank you for educating us around horror in Australia too. Fascinating to think that we are all so right. Prolific. You will be back on Statewide Drive next week.
Look forward to it. Sweet dreams.
Oh, stop it. Thanks, Simon.
Bye-bye.